Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 453. It's going to be a great show. Today, we'll be bringing you interviews from the New American Festival. Before we get started, though, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And please go to my office Facebook page and like us. It was Dr. Kvitko and Associates. And all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. So I'm coming to you from the New American Festival. It's being held at the YMCA North.
Yes, yes, at the YMCA North.
And you're Napoleon Bell?
I'm Napoleon Bell. And currently I'm running for state representative for the 25th House District, but I was also the past chair for Ethiopian Tehiwedo Social Services, which brings this event to you here.
Awesome. Tell me about the event.
It's a great event. We've had it for several years, and it's grown every single year, so we're really amazed at that. We have entertainment and resource booths throughout the area here, and we're so indebted to the Y for partnering with us on this. It's been something of a passion for ETSS and the partners we brought on board to really bring the New American community together here to really celebrate the different cultures and backgrounds of the entire New American community here in Central Ohio, because we are a very diverse city.
Right. Now, it's called the Ethiopian.
The Ethiopian Tehiwedo Social Services.
So Tehiwedo?
Yeah, Tehiwedo, ETSS.
Easy to say that, of course, but I just wanted to know what it stood for. So, I mean, we have a lot of a big Somali community. We have people from Nigeria, right? What countries are represented here?
Well, I mean, we have Ethiopia, we have Iraqis, Nepalis, Bhutanese. So they continue to come in from all over the world. And we also have a secondary migration that comes in, that if they're refugees and are placed in another city, then there's a secondary migration because they see that Columbus is a welcoming city. We really embrace our diversity. We have great jobs here and great housing. So it's a city that people are coming to as a secondary migration and also initial migration because of we're such a welcoming city and we have the resources available to help them get up on their feet as quickly as possible.
So how is it that the Ethiopian community is the one that's spearheading this? Are there more of those or just more organized or what?
No, well, actually, the ETSS, even though it has Ethiopian in it, it services all the different communities within Central Ohio. So it's not just Ethiopian. And so Dr. Seleshi, who's a president and spearheaded this whole piece and brought ETSS to Columbus because it was his brainchild, he welcomes and works with all different communities, all refugee and immigrant communities here in Central Ohio. So it's his brainchild to bring this together so that we embrace all different cultures here at the YMCA.
Okay, so I'm gonna probably be interviewing him in a little bit as well. What kind of challenges do these people face when it comes to, in this case, dental care?
Well, you know, it's a piece where if you're talking about just the refugee and immigrants in general, is that connection. So if you've come from another country as a refugee or immigrant, first of all, how do we make sure that you're connected with the services that you need? You know, health care and dental as part of the health care. So that is the piece where ETSS also works with to make sure that not only do you get up on your feet as far as housing and workforce development, but also we want to make sure that you're healthy. And that's the body and definitely your teeth, so that you're able to make sure that you're nourished properly and that you don't have issues going on there. So there's always those connections that are going on to make sure that they get the proper services they need.
Awesome. That's really great. That's really great. And how long has this festival been going on?
You know what? I think this is probably the sixth year, because we started over in a park over in Whitehall, and so it was there several years, and then the last couple years it's been here, which has just grown tremendously. I mean, this is probably three times the size as it was when we were over at Whitehall.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous location. Yeah. Plenty of parking, lots of green space. It's awesome. It's very nice.
Yeah, and we ordered this beautiful day too, so we said, you know, anytime that we have this festival, we want to make sure it's a great day. So did not let us down.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome. That's really great. Well, hey, thanks for stopping by. We'd love the chance to interview you. Napoleon Bell, running for state rep for the 25th district. Who is the current state rep in that district?
Currently is Kevin Boyce, and he's moving on to be county commissioner, so it's going to be an open seat. So I'm hoping that I'm successful, and to the listening audience out there, if you don't live in a 25th House district, make sure you tell people who live in a 25th House district who to vote for, but also make sure that you know who you're voting for. So I recommend that people go to my website at napoleonbell.com. Make sure they check that out. That's Napoleon, N-A-P-O-L-E-O-N, bell.com. Go to that. Check out the information about myself. Also, you can call me and email me. One of the things that I've heard throughout my journey is that there's this disconnect between the community and government. So I want to make sure we bring those together, and that's why I'm out in the streets.
Awesome. Well, Mr. Bell, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. You have a great day, okay?
Thanks much. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
All right.
So now I'm with the big guy, the most important guy, the one that's in charge of ETSS, correct?
Yes.
And what's your name, please?
Seleshi Ayaleo Asfaw.
Okay. And how long have you been in this country?
19 years. It's amazing. Even 19 years, when I counted, it's just a long time.
Did you speak English before coming?
Oh, yes.
You did? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you came in, you got settled. Were there people that helped you get settled?
Yes. I have a family here who sponsored me to come here, because I came and I left my country in 1996 and went to Belgium.
Belgium?
From Belgium. Then I came here to United States because my country was in a civil turmoil and was not really conducive for us, so I have to leave.
Right.
And that's what I came.
Okay, and how long after you got here did you get associated with ETSS? Are you the one that founded it?
Yes.
Wow.
I am the founding member in 2000. I came here in 1997. And then the first 2 years was to settle myself and to have all my documentation and then to be accepted as an asylee. Then after that, I tried to continue my profession, but I see a lot of gaps in the Ethiopian community, different services, and they couldn't navigate the system. I see the service gaps, so I said, I think if it's difficult for me as an educated person, but imagine for those who don't have even touching a pen or read anything.
Right.
And then I try to find ways that I can help and impact in their lives.
Wow.
So that's what I started this organization.
What is your training? What was your training?
I know you're not a medical doctor back home.
And, you gave that up, decided not to be a medical doctor.
Exactly.
To help other people.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is. Because medicine is one of the most profession that you love.
Right.
In my country, it is. I made impact, and I always satisfied with my work. But when I came here, I was working at a pharmaceutical company, and I see all the prescriptions that was given by doctors to patients, just bunch of full of baskets and prescriptions. So I see, really, it's not satisfying.
Basket life. Full of prescriptions.
So that's really that's in my country. You'll see the impact, the effect of that. You'll be so happy and love it. Here, it's not really the way that I was looking to satisfy my job. So I was looking that, you know, any jobs that you choose to satisfy for you, satisfy your community, and then you see some impacts in life. So I choose to change because, you know, there are so many people are suffering, kids are lost, families are not integrated well, and, you know, staying in welfare for more than 20, 30 years. So I try to bridge that and make them self-sufficient. And that's really the best way that to do and help people.
That's very cool. So tell me, though, back in Ethiopia, how is dental care accessed? Do a lot of people go to the dentist, or is that part of medical care that's kind of untapped?
Let alone in Ethiopia, even here, dental care is not that much. So, because, you know, people, the understanding of how important to take a dental care is not that much. So awareness is not there. And that's what, you know, we started our health program here to teach people about how important the dental care, because, you know, it is the beginning of your system. To take care of your dental means it's a lot for your future health and stamina.
Right, right. I'm glad that you know that. Obviously, as a physician, you know that.
Yeah,
the first step in digestion is is saliva.
It starts there.
Yeah.
But many people, unfortunately, don't understand. That's what, you know, we started the health promotion program. We did a health needs assessment for East Africans here with in collaboration with Ohio State University.
Right.
And then one of the things that we got is people need to be educated about health prevention. Dental is one of them. And, of course, diabetics and hypertension and all the other chronic problems growing. But the dental health is overlooked. And there are so many people have suffering from that problem.
Right. People die of not having cavities fixed.
Exactly. That's what, you know, many people don't give attention. And we try to make that awareness so that, you know, health begins at your mouth, really.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is very awesome that what you do, and it's, do you have a family here too? Do you have children?
My wife, my two children are here.
What do your children do?
My daughter graduated from Ohio State University 3 years ago, and now she's studying a medical school.
So she's going to be a doctor.
Right. And my son graduated from OSU in sociology, and now he's a youth manager.
Youth manager.
Yes. So I'm free now.
Yeah.
I'm free.
You don't have to pay for college anymore.
Right.
Very cool, very cool. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. I know you're very busy because you're out here running this big festival.
Yes.
And we're going to let you know when we go off air. I'm going to tell you when we're holding our next free dental event. We do a thing called Dentistry from the Heart every year.
Okay. We need
and,
that.
And
we
so we'll make sure that you know the date and you can send your community.
Yes, we will. We need to continue in collaboration with you, some kind of education so that people has to take care of their dental situation, because it's one of the most important component in our health system. So we have to teach. We have to make them understand, and we can partner together.
Right,
and we can
right.
do that kind of
and you saw these three young men that just left?
Uh-huh.
We did exams on them, and two out of the three had cavities, and of course they didn't know
it. That's what the problem. They wait until the tooth fall out, and we should not do that.
Right, exactly. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, now soon we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. You're going to have a chance to win a prize, but before we do, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and the winner of this contest is going to win a free handcrafted drink from Crimson Cup Coffee in Clintonville. And the question of the day is, according to Dr. Salishi Asfa, the founder of ETSS and presenter of the New American Festival, which of the following statements is true? Is it A, taking care of your dental health is one of the most important components in health? B, health begins at your mouth? Or C, both A and B are correct? All right, so C, if you say C, that means you think both A and B are correct. All right, the winner receives that free handcrafted drink from Crimson Cup Coffee. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah!
Hi, I'm
Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Cavico & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Cavico for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Cavico, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Cavico & Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Cavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have four people on the line. We have Philip, Sarah, Jenny, and Erica. And I rolled a dice during the break, and it came up number one, which was Erica. Hey, Erica, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. What is the answer to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day?
C.
That's right. That's right. Very good. Hey, what do you do for a living, Erica?
Accounting.
Accounting. Okay. Awesome. Well, hey, you stay on the line so we can get that information and send you the prize, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You're very welcome. Handcrafted drink from Crimson Cup. All right, I'm Dr. Kavitko. If you're just joining us, this is episode number 453. We're coming to you from the New American Festival.
All right, so as I mentioned, I am still at the New American Festival, and I am with...
Narayan Sharma.
Narayan Sharma.
Right.
Okay, and what is your position here?
Here, I'm a volunteer, actually. I'm volunteering. I was with this organization past, but now I don't work here. So I'm volunteering from the Bhutanese Nepali community of Columbus.
That means you're from Bhutanese?
Nepali community, yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about how you came to come to America.
I came to the United States in 2010 as a refugee through resettlement process by IOM. So once I was here, came here, I was working with this organization, ETSS, the one who is sponsoring, hosting today's event. Then I was here for 3 years, and then I went to grad school in Bowling Green. I did my master's degree, and then I again moved back to Columbus. So I'm here again. I'm volunteering. Of course, I work elsewhere. I teach physics, and at the same time, I work at the Nationwide Children's Hospital. But I volunteer when they have some, like, this special events. So.
Oh, my goodness. You teach physics?
That's true.
He's got more knowledge in his pinky than I have in my whole brain.
maybe, I don't know, but that's my subject, and I love to do that.
Okay, so when you had your degree from Nepal?
Yeah, I had my master's degree there. I was teaching in colleges there as well, but as I moved here, I had to get another degree. So I got second master's degree from Bowling Green State University very recently, and then I'm teaching. I'm teaching online courses this fall, but I used to teach on-site course at Newark last spring. So it is, you know, just the beginning, but still, hopefully, I'll be able to catch up down the line.
Wow. So if somebody wanted to reach you for some help with getting settled themselves, how would they do that?
You mean what kind of help?
Well, the kind of help that ETSS provides. What do they do? How do they...
They are pretty good in terms of helping and providing basic services to the immigrants and refugees. First, I have my own experience working with this. And we actually, in 2010, we started with scratch. We used to drive from house to house, apartment to apartment to get to educate, let people, I mean, understand that they have to learn English, they have to, in order to navigate through the system, in order to, so this is the basic. So we just try to educate people the importance of learning the language, getting the experience, mingling and diffusing in this new society, new culture. So ETSS does a lot of program. They have adult program. They have youth program. Adult program basically works for English ESOL classes,
English as a second language.
Right. And then they have programs for basic employability skills. They train them, give you basic soft skills, basic skills so that they go to the job, transition from, you know, with the county assistance to self-sustain.
Awesome. So you first they're on county assistance, and then the goal is to get them to be self-sufficient.
That's true.
they get training, they learn skills, basic skills, soft skills, you know, interviewing skills, and then they pick up job, and then they become self-sustaining.
What about accessing dental care? Do you help them with that?
Dental, not really, but it is. I work at the Nationwide Children's Hospital, so I do a lot of education regarding, the importance of having a regular dental checkup, 6 months checkup for themselves, for their kids. So they need a lot of education in this field. There are still resources. Some of their health insurance do not cover some of their visits. So, yeah, it's challenging, but still, it is on. It's on process. It's ongoing.
Wow. Well, hey, thanks so much for all that you're doing, for helping and giving back and teaching and working and volunteering.
Oh,
that's awesome. That's very awesome. So I'm really bad at pronouncing your name.
Narayan.
Say it again.
It's Narayan.
Narayan.
Yeah. You can call me Mr. Sharma, because Sharma is my last name. That's easy. It's even common. It's an Indian name. So,
okay.
Call me Sharma.
Mr. Sharma, then. Mr. Sharma. All right, Mr. Sharma. Well, thank you so much, and keep doing the great work.
Sure. Thank you very much. Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye now. Okay, so now I am with
Muhammad Duria.
Muhammad Duria?
Yeah.
And what is your position with, is it ETSS?
I am site supervisor in the West Side of Columbus.
Site supervisor?
Yep.
And what does that entail?
We have a community center. Basically, it's an education center.
Education, okay.
Yeah. So what we do is we have newly arrived refugees.
Refugees, okay.
Yeah. And this is where we have all their education programs.
And so you teach them things like how to get a driver's license, or what kind of things do you teach
them?
We
teach ESL, employability, and work readiness.
Work readiness.
Yes.
What is your nationality, please?
My nationality is from Somalia.
Somalia.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been in the U.S.?
I've been here 11 years.
Okay. Did you speak English before coming?
Almost, yeah. I was speaking English, yeah, but I just improved it here.
Okay. And do you help people learn the language as well?
Yes.
Now, I would not have guessed that you are Somali, because I can see some similarities in the Somali community. So you bring your culture over here, and you help people assimilate and yet not lose their connection.
They have to keep their cultures,
Right.
What we do, participating here, they have to show their culture and traditions, That's what they do.
Now, I'm a dentist, and so my question is, what challenges have you faced, and what challenges do the people you help face in accessing dental care?
Well, dental is always a challenge, because of the coverage, If you look at it, all the health insurance, the dental coverage is always tough, so.
Right, it's either non-existent or they pay so little, it's hardly worth it, right?
So that's what usually happens, So people on Medicaid cards, I don't see any problem, but, other people who doesn't have this kind of coverage, they usually have a challenge on dental coverage.
Do you have any idea why dental insurance for dental care is so hard in this country?
I don't know. I'm not sure about it. But, if you look at it, other healthcare areas, dental is always very expensive, I think.
Well, what's interesting about that is, for example, I had a kidney stone several years back, and I added up the bills that I received over time for the doctor in the emergency room and the hospital and all that, and it was $28,000. That's a lot more expensive than dental care. So why do you think it's so hard to access dental insurance or dental care?
I don't really know.
The point is that dentistry is not that expensive.
It depends on the business, but that's the way I look at it. Dental is very expensive, and that's what everybody is struggling.
Do you have a dentist?
I don't have it.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm on a marketplace. I don't have it. And it's, I have to pay extra money,
So the policy you have doesn't even include dental?
Well, I have to pay extra money, to include that coverage.
Charge you extra. Didn't think you had the money to spend. Okay. Well, I really appreciate your input. It's a kind of a really cool event, and thank you for helping the new Americans.
Thank you. I have this opportunity. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of the Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigart from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Okay, so we have three young men that came into the rolling studio because we're doing free oral cancer screenings and free clinical exams today. So I'm going to ask them to tell me their name. What's your name?
Aliero.
Okay, and yours?
Aiden Abdullah.
And?
Ahmed Hassan.
Okay, so we'll go back. Tell me, how old are you?
15.
15, and you're?
Ali.
Ali is 15.
Abdi.
Is how old?
14.
14.
Baby boy.
That's what, you're a med, right? How old are you?
10.
You're 10? How old is he? Is he really 10?
Really 10.
Okay, so now, you guys have all been to the dentist before, right? And we did exams, and we found one of you was healthy. Who was the healthy one?
Ahmed.
The baby boy, right? 10-year-old. And then you guys both had cavities. Did you know you had a cavity?
No.
No.
Okay, so do you think that's strange that you can have a cavity and not know it?
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes.
So are you going to go and get them fixed now?
Yep.
Yeah. How about you?
Yes.
Okay. Are you having fun at the festival?
Yes.
Tell me about, what have you done so far?
Eat.
Okay, eat.
Play soccer.
They have soccer, right? Are you a soccer player?
Yes.
Okay, and what else have you guys done? How about you?
I got a tattoo, airbrush.
Yeah, I got a tattoo.
I saw that on your neck. I wasn't sure if it was temporary or permanent.
I got another one right here.
Oh, well, show me. You got another one right on your chest?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then you have one on your stomach?
I got one right here and right here.
Wow. How long do they last?
7 days.
Those are the best kind of tattoos. Because if you get tired of it, it's not going to be there forever, right?
Yep.
Okay. So do you guys have any questions about dental care, teeth, stuff like that?
Like, what is the metal things?
Oh, what do you? Okay, that's a good question. What does Ahmed have in his mouth?
Yeah.
Okay, he has chrome crowns. What happened was is he had a cavity on a baby tooth. And it was such a big cavity, they decided that a filling wouldn't be strong enough, so they put a silvery-colored metal cap over top to protect it. And then that's going to fall out when he gets older. In fact, they're starting to fall out already, and he has a new adult tooth under there.
Oh, okay.
So that's a good question. And now you know, huh? Because you were, like, embarrassed to ask him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you know. Anybody else?
I knew my teeth was clean and nice.
How do you know that? Have you been to the dentist recently?
Yeah. And brushing them.
And you take care of them. Good.
He goes to the dentist like every day.
No, he doesn't. Okay, real quick.
Every month.
Every 6 months maybe, right?
Yeah, like every day you see him.
Okay, so tell me, let's go down the line. What do you want to be when you grow up? Let's start with Ali.
Businessman.
A businessman. You want to own a business. Okay, Abdi?
I want to be a soccer coach.
Soccer coach, good. And Ahmed?
I want to be a McDonald's worker.
Work at McDonald's?
He said he wanted to be a McDonald's worker.
Okay. 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 That's good. So now you guys all have to be smart in school, right? Because what's the most important, the best way to get ahead is what?
Success.
How do you get success?
By going to school every day.
And studying at home and doing your homework and taking your tests, right? And doing a good job. That's perfect. That's awesome.
One important.
Oh, wait a minute. Ahmed has a point. What?
One important thing, you have to, every time you come from school, you have to do your homework and go play.
First you do your homework and then you play, right? Yeah. Good job, good job. Sounds like you guys are on track. So thanks for stopping in, we appreciate it. And I guess go have some more fun, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye now.
All right, bye.
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 Isn't that neat? That's what it's all about, isn't it? The kids. We're getting these families assimilated, getting them situated. Making sure they have what they need initially so that they can thrive. And talking to these three young men, did you hear how polite they were? They all say yes. They don't say yeah, they say yes. They understand how important doing their homework is. I just think it's really awesome. Hey, that's all the time we have. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.